You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. It's Friday, June 6th, and this morning things are going to be looking a little differently in the leadership of the Air Force. Secretary of Defense Robert Gates has forced out two top leaders following an investigation into the mishandling of nuclear weapons and what's been called the accidental delivery of U.S. nuclear components to Taiwan. Yesterday, Air Force Chief of Staff Michael Mosley and Air Force Secretary Michael Wynn both resigned. Noah Schachtman, editor of Wired's national security blog, Danger Room, has been following the story. Good morning, Noah. It sounds like a major shakeup, is it?
It is a very major shakeup. This kind of thing has happened exactly zero times before, where the defense secretary has sacked both the civilian and the uniform leadership of a service like the Air Force.
Let's listen to what Secretary Gates had to say. He said it was all about accountability.
I believe that we needed a change of leadership to bring a new perspective and to especially underscore the importance of accountability in dealing with these kinds of problems. As I say, I have the highest respect for both men, but I felt the change was needed for a number of these reasons.
So, Noah, what's the message the secretary is sending to the military?
Well, there's two messages. First of all, do not screw around with nuclear weapons. That's a bad thing to screw around with, because this wasn't the only incident. About 6 months ago, a team at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota actually accidentally flew six nuclear warheads across the country to Louisiana and didn't realize what had happened until they had gotten all the way across the country. So that was very bad. But the other thing is that the Air Force leadership and Secretary Gates have been in close to open war for the last 6-9 months. Gates really wants the Pentagon to focus in on the fights in Iraq and Afghanistan, as you would expect. But the Air Force leadership actually has had a very different set of priorities. I was there in the Pentagon, in the Air Force wing of the Pentagon, twice in the last 6 weeks. The first time I was there, all they wanted to talk about was Russia, resurgent Russia. And the second time I was there, all they wanted to talk about was China. And I had to, like, work really hard to get them to talk about Iraq and Afghanistan at all. So they've been really focused on these sort of future adversaries in what Secretary Gates called next war-itis.
Exactly, which is an interesting thought, because we've certainly read about his criticism of the military in general. And the Air Force specifically, in a very sort of rare scolding, he publicly said getting help from the Air Force for the Iraq and Afghanistan wars has been, quote, like pulling teeth.
Yeah, it's really extraordinary. You don't see the defense secretary sort of publicly rebuke a service like that. So that was a sign that these guys' days were numbered.
Rumsfeld was famously known to be confrontational with the leadership of the Joint Chiefs and wanted very different kinds of chains of command and organization within the Pentagon. Are we seeing here Gates actually able to carry out what Rumsfeld was unable to do in being a change agent at the Pentagon?
Well, I mean, I know that Rumsfeld was very confrontational with the heads of the services, but he didn't actually seem to demand too much accountability from them. Gates seems to be quieter, but actually demanding that these guys do their jobs.
And it's not just the Air Force that he's clashed with. I mean, there was the incident in the Army where there were some Army officials, senior Army officials, who were fired after all of the reports about the poor conditions at the Walter Reed Hospital.
Yeah, that's right. Army Secretary Francis Harvey was fired last year after the conditions were found to be pretty deplorable there. And, you know, something, there's trouble afoot at the Navy, too. They're having trouble actually meeting budgets and getting ships produced on time. So who knows what's going to happen over there?
They're the hardest nut to crack, the Navy.
If you say so.
If you can do that, yeah.
How would you sum up the state of the relationship between the secretary and the military, given the fact that this is an administration that only has so many months left?
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people are actually kind of cheering Gates on within the military, because I mean, it's sort of unbelievable to think about, but really, for even though it's been 7 years almost since 9/11, there's still huge parts of the Pentagon that don't really focus in on actually trying to win the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. They kind of do their bureaucratic jobs or worry about, you know, some fight 20 years in the future rather than what's going on right now.
Well, that sounds disturbing.
Yeah.
Noah Shachtman, editor of Wired's national security blog, Danger Room, thank you.
Thanks for having me.